Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to X-Biz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. Today's show is so hot, I could tell you my panties are soaked, but I'm not wearing any. We are live at AVN in Las Vegas. Lil Pussy is already dripping with excitement over today's guest. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock. DJ Tricky Kid.
You ready?
Yeah, let's
okay,
go.
Here we go. Okay. So, day two here.
Oh, my God. It's day two.
Already of AVN. Look who's joining us. The lovely and the brightest redhead. One of the brightest redheads in the game right now. Lauren Phillips.
He's talking about my hair. It's just really bright.
Yeah. No, but awesome. Lauren Phillips is here. Lauren, welcome to Tricky Kid Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, you know, you and I, of course, we've talked before, and I'm still
going to... I talk a lot.
That's why we love to have you on here. So what the hell is going on? So talk to me a little bit.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Day two.
Day two.
So how was day one?
Day one, I actually couldn't have like a full experience of the expo because I had to work that day. So I had to get my dick and pussy, and I was Once I was in my like sex mode.
I mean, as you are. So it's like you have your business and you have give time for the fans, but then you got to make the pennies, right?
So. Yes. So it ended up I had to get booked, and he specifically asked for me. So I was like, I can't like say no.
Well, yeah.
You know. So.
So how did that go?
Oh. It was so good. It was amazing. And I came like multiple times. And I my male talent was Johnny Castle. And my female talent was Cleo. She's a new girl.
Okay.
And I played mom as Johnny. Well, mom. And Johnny was the step daddy. And Cleo is my daughter. And we all kind of like had sex.
Okay.
But so I was teaching her how to have sex.
So
that's the thing.
That's kind of a new genre, right?
Yes.
Is moms teaching teens? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm so glad that you want to have sex, but you need to learn from me.
Right. And then you both end up like sucking your boyfriend's dick.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Or her boyfriend's dick.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, you know, it's so funny how we were talking about, we had Brooklyn Chase on earlier.
Mm-hmm. And I love her. She's so pretty.
She's so great, right?
God, I could stare at her all day.
Yeah, it's like staring at the sun, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, oh.
But you both, like I said, I would both card you if I was a bartender. So it's kind of insane to me to think of the MILF genre. Yeah, you're not getting out of my store without an ID, babe.
Like, that's okay.
It, you know? So
I take that as a complete compliment, though.
Well, but talk about that to me though a little bit. So when you like, would you mind sharing with our listeners how old are you?
I am 32,
which is absurd to think. Number one, and the two, to think like, oh, she's, but in porn world, that's MILF territory.
Well, like when I was younger, the popular thing was Teen Mom. So technically, in my mind, a MILF started at that time, you know? It was okay to be a teen and pregnant and having a baby, you know? We have, what was her name?
Ferrara, for help me out. She was here. And
yeah, I know.
It was kind of controversial
that
she was here, which I didn't understand until later.
Because she did a backdoor porno or something, like when like the celebrity tapes were like super big. But like, when I was young, she was I watched Teen Mom, you know? Yeah. So for me to be a MILF, it's like, and I used to be a nanny, so it's really easy for me to like boss people around.
So the scene that you did yesterday falls under the MILF genre.
That is correct.
So talk to me. Is there anything that you haven't done yet?
In the MILF category?
No, just in general, in your career.
Oh, I actually was having this conversation on set.
Okay.
I haven't done a BBW scene yet.
And is that something that you aspire
I wanna
to?
I want to do. And I also haven't done a blowbang either.
Okay. But you've been gangbanged, though, haven't you?
Yeah. But blowbang is different than a gangbang. All right?
To our listeners,
a gangbang is when you're getting fucked by multiple guys. Yeah. A blowbang is when you're blowing multiple guys. So my pussy and my asshole or whatever hole besides my mouth is the only thing. My mouth is the only one getting filled. That's a blowbang. There is no vaginal or anal intercourse.
Okay. But aren't you... Is it fair to say that during a gangbang that at one point all of their dicks made it to your mouth?
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
I see. Okay.
Because usually they end up coming in a hole or they they'll come in my ass or they come in my pussy. Where a blowbang, they usually cover you. Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you prefer for them to come?
Inside me.
Yeah.
That's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're kind of addicted to, come inside of you.
Yeah, Lauren Phillips. Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a clever name.
I'm just saying, when I do cream pies, which is, I go, in the porn for me, it kind of goes, seasons.
Yeah.
So, I'll do a bunch of boy-girl or a bunch of girl-girl, anal. It kind of, there's seasons for it, you know?
Right.
I do a couple of cream pies every once in a while, but the thing is, I always have to tell them, these guys, they'll bust a nut in my pussy. They have to go at the edge of my pussy because if they go full in, it's not dropping.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's staying.
Yeah. You're keeping that. That's yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you're also a notorious cum slut. I mean, you seem to just have an insatiable appetite for it in your mouth.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I think it tastes good. I used to do that though. Like when I was younger, you would hurry up and have sex and you couldn't just have it on you.
Yeah.
Cause your folks are there or something. You're going to go see him. You're going to go in public.
Yeah.
So you would swallow it.
Yeah.
It cleans up. It's a good mess.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no trace.
Yeah.
Of so it's just kind of a happy accident.
When I was, I remember one time I was walking with a boyfriend when I was in school, and we were walking, and there was this abandoned house, and I wanted to have sex, so we had sex in the abandoned house.
That's hot.
And then we had sex. He came. I came. And then we left and start and can continue walking. It was.
Was there ever a time in your personal life where you would request them to come in your mouth?
I think when I personally liked it in my pussy.
Yeah.
I don't think I did that when I was younger because you're always scared. Even though I was on birth control anyway, but I think guys get scared sometimes too.
Yeah.
Coming in I don't want to come in. And I didn't do anal until I got into porn.
So your first anal was actually on camera?
No.
Okay.
Kinda. No.
Okay.
When I turned 21, oh my God, I was with my boyfriend in college at the time, and I got plastered, man. Now, I might be a porn star, but I'm actually a good girl-ish.
Okay.
I just like to have sex.
Yeah.
And so I had never had alcohol ever. So I didn't know the effects of alcohol.
Oh,
so I'm apple martinis. I'm living at large. And I got so drunk. And when we were having sex, I was stick it in my butt. And he's okay. And he gets the tip in. Now remember, we have no idea how to do anal. All right. I never didn't warm up. I don't think we had lube.
Oh,
he tried to just
God.
And then try to stick it in. And I was ow. And I grabbed a stick and pulled it out. I was and we're done. Stick it back in my pussy.
But now when you first had your first multiples, was that on camera or in your personal life?
That was in my personal life.
Okay. So how old were you and walk me through that.
I forget how old I was. I want to say I was in my early 20s, okay. And I had a friend of mine. It was a girlfriend that I'd known years. Like, we went to school together all through elementary and everything.
You weren't doing porn yet?
No, okay, no. Yeah. And she was like, I want to try a threesome. And I was like, okay. And she had this gorgeous, like, fit black guy with a big dick. And I was like, okay. Now, I had never been with a black guy either at that time.
So you're checking off several off your list here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's do it. And I remember doing it. And it was so intriguing because I had never, like, I didn't know what to do with a pussy. Like, I knew how to do my pussy.
Yeah.
But I'd never been with, like, a girl.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So it was interesting, the learning aspect of, like, yeah. And, like, that guy's dick was huge.
But were you ever DP'd before, like, on like, was your first DP on camera, or did you ever do that in your personal life?
I'm trying to think. I used to swing a lot, but I was a cam girl, so I consider that porn now.
Yeah.
I did do a DP where a guy was fucking, put a strap on, so he put his dick in one hole and then the strap on in the other.
Okay, so that was your personal life. But
that was my personal life.
But
it was not taped.
Okay, but did you ever have 2 to 3 cocks in your personal life before porn? Like, the first time that happened was in porn.
It was the first time, yeah. Because I feel like guys that are not in porn are very kind of, like, skeptical with another guy. Like, I don't know if I want to see another guy's package. Like, it's like, I don't even want to see it, really. Like, when you guys go to the bathroom, you guys don't just, like, look at it, right?
Right. We're trained to look at the mothball or look straight ahead.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, so different. Like, I love how guys are like that, but girls are like, let me see.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me touch. Can I touch?
Yeah.
Oh, consent, like, right? Yeah, like, it's so different. Like, we're all open, and guys are all like, hold on, let me look away.
Yeah, but, you know, but I think it's because they're just conditioned to, you know.
Yeah.
And once you're in a professional environment, you kind of go, well, this is part of the job, right? This is, you know.
Everyone has their limits. Yeah. Like, I agree, like, if I have limits, even though they're small limits, it's very limited. Like, I have, my limits are very limited. But guys are the same way. Guys can have limits. I feel like if a guy does not like doing anal on a girl, that should be a limit. I don't want to do anal scenes. That's fine.
Right.
Because I respect a person that rather do that than do an anal scene and then can't keep his dick hard because he doesn't like anal.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Because it feels different.
But it's just not going to be conducive to a good scene and everything else. But when you get approached by, you know, like, how the process works, so your agent or whoever says, okay, this company wants to do this, like what are you like, yes, like, what do you like the best to do? And you would, if you could, you would just do that if you could.
I like group sex. Yeah. I probably would do group sex, like orgies. I don't care if it's like a boy, boys and girls, or girls and like gangbangs, or like, I love group sex. I love anything that's a group.
Yeah.
So anything like orders, it's not just, oh, it started on me.
I'm like, really? Are you okay? Wow.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. If it wasn't a girl, I would go kick some ass.
Anything like 5 or more, I really like. Because I could do that all day. Like, yeah. I love it. It's raw. It's almost passionate for me.
Okay.
Wow. It's time to cool off and hear from our sponsors. Ray Ray wants to taste all of your hot cum before her nuptials and go out with a bang, getting fucked deep in her ass. Hot anal action. Swallow all your cum. Huge cocks. Sucking 2 cocks at once. Fuck her pussy deep. Come in her pussy. Shoot hot cum in her mouth and down her throat. My pussy's getting wet just thinking about it.
Because I like, even though I like to act, I like doing different things and stuff like that, I like bring raw emotions to porn.
Yeah.
Because I want my fans to know that, you know, there's like this stigma. Oh, if you have like before I got into porn, this is what I was told. oh, if you have too much sex, you get like desensitized, or you stretch out your pussy. I had one person tell me that like your little like butterfly lips, like the more you have sex, your butterfly lips like stretch out or something, which is so not true.
And so what if they do? I like what that looks.
but like I was taught, like this is like you have to consider society as like. Gets our manipulation of how things are supposed to be. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want my pussy to stretch out. I don't want my pussy to look like this. I want my pussy to look this way and stuff like that. But then you get into porn and it's not like that. Like, I am still very sensitive. My clit's very sensitive. And my pussy's tight. Like, I'm like usually pretty surprised that I've had two dicks in my pussy.
Yeah, well, you have a reputation for having one of the smallest vaginas in the biz, right?
Really?
Yeah. Well, people talk about you. They talk about Lauren Phillips and how
I call it the grip.
The grip. Okay, yeah. That's what it was.
Get the grip.
Yeah. Well, before we bring our other co-star,
Cindy Sinful,
in here, I wanted to ask you. So we are here at AVN.
Yes.
All right. And
AVN?
Yeah. So we're trying to peel back the curtain a little bit, you know, to give our listeners kind of an inside kind of thing. It could be whatever you want to say. It could be a total shit show or whatever.
Man.
But you have got an AVN story in you, okay, Cindy, are you okay? Okay.
She's just helping me with my cord. Yeah,
she's the best.
She likes to play with my cord.
Yes. So you've got an amazing AVN story in you. And I mean, like, when you think of AVN, it's something you still talk about, whatever you want to share. We were talking about this before. So I wanted to delight our listeners. There's something that is fucking unbelievable. Hit us with it.
Any story, AVN story.
Anyone that you want to tell that you think about.
Hold on. I have a couple. All right, so let's say it's my first AVN.
Okay.
So I just moved to LA. I've been in hardcore porn for less than a year.
Okay.
Okay, that's how new I was.
Okay, and what year was this?
Oh, it's been like 4 years with hardcore porn. It's 2020. What? Oh, God. Is that like... Do the math for me.
So what year was it?
If I've been in porn for four... Hardcore porn for 4 years, and it's 2020.
2016.
Yeah, right? Around 2015, 2016, I feel like.
Okay.
So, and you know, in between.
And Cindy, feel free to do any sort of social media while we're doing this. If you want to do a live video or Instagram or anything you want to do while we're doing this. And I can do it for you while y'all are talking, because...
He can do it for
you. I can do it for you. I can pay you back there.
Mm-hmm.
So, hit us with the story.
So I was with a company that was camming... I don't think they're here anymore. And one of my friends got me the gig. And I was like, oh, this is great. It would really help me network. And I remember I fell in love with a makeup artist. We used to, like, in Jersey, we call it shoot the shit. So we would just, like, you know, talk and jitter-jatter.
And what part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from South Jersey.
Okay. I lived in Jersey City for about a year.
The Dirty City.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, so I get up really early. I get all like the morning shifts. They're taking a picture of me.
Rick the Brick right there.
Come on, Rick. I get the morning shift and I to get my makeup done, because then I go to the booth. And I get there. And all of a sudden, I'm getting my makeup done, and this one girl comes in, and she's, like, fucked up. Like, fucked up. Now, like I said, I'm pretty much of a good girl, like, with just, I've never done any drugs besides marijuana, really. I only drink whiskey, because it's, like, my religion, you know. And so I'm looking at this girl, and her hair is all in knots. She can barely look at us. Like, she barely can stand. She's already an hour late for her makeup. And the makeup artist looks at me, and she's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? And I was like, I don't know. That's not my job. And I felt so bad for the girl, because I think it was her first AVN too. And obviously she took something or drank too much or something. I don't know. I didn't get into it. I kind of stuck to my own little bubble. But her hair was like knotted. Like she had extensions in, and she, I guess, slept in them, and her hair looked like a bird's nest.
Oh my God.
And she slept with her contacts in. They were trying to get that out, and they're trying to do her makeup. And
poor
she's
girl.
Like swaying like back and forth. And then she would run and go and puke in the bathroom. They had to go get the person that hired us to kind of talk to her, and it was an eye opener that like you definitely have to be careful. And I've had plenty of people, like, obviously we're porn people and there's certain drugs around,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And I've had people offer, but I've just never been like, I don't know, there's never been into it.
Well, let's end my segment on a positive note, because I know the people who've never been here,
that was my story.
I love it. It's great. but now I need to hear, because the listeners out there.
Experience. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. You stayed, right? But the listeners, of course, they want to think or they want to believe that when you come to AVN, that all of you guys are fucking each other's brains out at any given time in
hotel
rooms. I am
tested.
Yeah. Right. See, there she is. So I'm just saying, like, they think that right now it is wall-to-wall sex happening upstairs, and it's probably not really the case.
But
there might be one experience that did happen, so.
Did I tell you an experience that happened?
So I want you to share it with our listeners.
I'm trying to remember it, though.
Yeah.
What experience? Did I tell you in before about an experience?
Yeah.
God damn, fuck, what is that?
Okay, so, okay, I'll try to...
Can you cue me in and kind of give me a hint?
So you went to a party here at this hotel, and it was kind of late at night, and you were with, I guess, it wasn't, because you're, I don't know if you were...
Are you talking about the sweet party?
Yes.
Ah, okay, all right, that was different.
Okay.
I feel like that was I actually did the VIP sweet party this year as well.
Okay.
But...
Last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 years ago, I did the VIP suite party. It was me, Carmen Valentina, Eden Blair, and then a couple other girls I didn't know. And we all kind of, we all three kind of stuck together. And we ended up going to the suite party, and we're all hanging out, and they had a jacuzzi. And we did, we're going to get in a jacuzzi. And we get all, just the girls got in a jacuzzi.
And it's the room right up here. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we started giving a live sex show. Yeah, it was awesome. And they couldn't touch us. They had to watch. But we enjoyed each other in that, like, jacuzzi.
So, okay. So, I was telling her this. So, if you remember, I was the DJ last year up there. And I remember the pool in front of me. And there was no water in it. There were no naked babes in it. And then I'm looking at pictures from last night. And apparently, things got a little wild last night.
I wasn't by the jacuzzi.
I thought you said you did the
VIP. I was, but I wasn't by the jacuzzi.
But you heard about what happened.
I heard that there was stuff happening in the jacuzzi.
What did you hear?
I heard that there was some, I wouldn't say implied, but there was some naughty stuff going on.
Well, what I saw was,
you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, for sure.
That definitely be on the naughty list.
Well, awesome. So listen, before my segment ends, we're going to do a next segment. We're going to have a thing what we call performers asking performers. So Cindy is going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
And Cindy, ask her whatever you've always wanted. She's been waiting to meet you for a very long time, Laura.
Ask me like a really hard fucking question where I really have to think about it. And then I'm like, oh, God damn it.
And then you take that one, and then you take this, and you take this one.
Okay. I'm switching mics.
And then do you want to have headphones?
I'm good. As long as you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Anything here for you in terms of, like,
sure, if you want to. Yeah.
So do you want to like a live video?
Yeah.
Instagram?
No, you can just...
I feel like I should be, like, interviewing you. Oh. Welcome to the LP show.
Yeah, right?
I'm taking over your podcast now.
Welcome to the Lauren Phillips show.
So I want you to go, so, hey, we're here on Tricky Kid Radio. And then just say whatever you want to say,
okay? Hello, we're here with Tricky Kid Radio, and I'm here with Lauren Phillips, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada for the AVN 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I have been given the pleasure of asking you some questions.
Hard questions.
I would like to know, what do you wish you'd have known before you got into the industry?
Oh, man, that's a hard question, actually. Do you mean...
as a business aspect, or is it just kind of just a general thing, or a general question?
Okay, let's narrow that down then. As in a personal sex question.
Okay, so like performance-wise.
Performance-wise, okay. What do you wish you would have known going into it?
It's funny because I kind of feel like I knew a lot when I got in because I asked, I talked to a lot of people, obviously. I talked to a lot of people. Yeah. I guess mine's going to come more of a business type thing. I wish I would have known more about the business and the social media type part. And I already kind of knew about the networking. The big thing I didn't know about was like the drug part. That's not my scene. I'm sorry, guys. But I remember my first time seeing it, like some people doing like some drugs, and it was like, whoa. So I wished, I wish I would have known how, like, I told you it's a hard question. There's multiple answers to this question. I wish I would have known I feel like I'm coming from a professional dancer aspect, and the relationship between dancers, for me, we're very tight and very loyal. I'm a very East Coast person, where in California and the adult performer relationships are very different.
You think the mainstream industry is a little more catty than it should be?
I think it's not catty. It's just, I think, integrity.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of, because I feel catty can be a little negative. It's there integrity. I feel like if I want to do it, I want to meet up with somebody, I have to confirm it the night before. Where in New Jersey, you don't do that. Like, if you say you're going to be somewhere, you're going to be somewhere.
Agreed.
But I've been trained that I have to confirm the night before, or it doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. They just think that you flaked out on them, and then they blame it on you.
Yeah, exactly. Or like when you text people, sometimes people don't text. I'm pretty bad at this now, but it's like rubbing off on me or something. That they don't text right away, or you're trying to get information. It's just the relationships is different. Out of my personal opinion, it's different for everybody.
Want to see more? Follow us on Twitter at TK After Dark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.